King of endless glory. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receives. Everyone who seeks, finds. To the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Which one of you would hand his son a stone when he asks for a loaf of bread? Or a snake when he asks for a fish? If you then, who are wicked, know how to give good things to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give good things to those who ask him? Do to others what you would have them do to you. This is the law and the prophets." The Gospel of the Lord. Ash Wednesday, Jesus was pretty clear when he said, "When you pray." He urged us to have the proper dispositions of prayer, not to put on a show for others to see, but to go to that inner room, that place where the Jews used to keep the treasure in their house, the place that would be locked without windows, basically their interior safe, so that they'd be able truly to treasure God and ask him for his eyes and ears only, what they really needed. 2 days ago, Jesus was continuing that catechesis on prayer when he taught us how to pray, to seek the Father and his glory and his will and his kingdom, to seek what the Father wishes to give us most, our daily supersubstantial bread, his mercy and liberation from the evil one, strength and temptation. Today the Church continues this lesson with the figure of Esther, who was a figure for all of Lent. We talked about Esther on Ash Wednesday, in which her prayer, covered with ashes and dung for her people, was a sign of why, the third reason why we're covered with ashes. Ashes are a sign of our prayer for others. Esther prayed as if her life and the life of everyone else depended on her prayer. And it did. The Church wants us to pray in the same way. She was the wife of King Ahasuerus. The Church is the bride of Christ the King. But we're called together with the Lord to pray with similar insistence. And we do so knowing that God wishes to hear our prayers. That's why the Church gives us the consoling words from the Sermon on the Mount today. Ask and you will receive, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened to you. There are two imperatives in Greek. I know you all know this. First is an aorist imperative, which basically means stop doing this. The present imperative, which is today's verbs, basically means keep on doing this. Keep on praying. Keep on seeking. Never stop knocking at the door. Jesus is encouraging us to perseverance always in the present, to make our whole life this seeking for God, this knocking on his door. And then when he opens this door, to ask him with filial confidence and boldness what's needed. Wants us perpetually to ask for the salvation of our people. How beautiful it is, that scene in the life of Edith Stein, St. Teresa Benedicta of the Cross, when They came for her and her sister Rosa, and Rosa asked what was happening. And Edith said, "Come, Rosa, we are going to die for our people." They were going to offer their lives as a prayer for the liberation of their people. That is our existence. We're called continuously to make this type of petition for salvation, knowing that God will hear it. Notice here that he doesn't say, "Seek and you will find exactly what you are looking for in the form that you were expecting." He doesn't say, "Knock and the door will be opened to you, and behind that door you will find exactly what you imagined." He doesn't say, "Ask and you will receive exactly what you want." But he does promise to hear the prayer. He says he will give good things here to whoever asks. In St. Luke's version, with almost identical words up to here, he says he will give the Holy Spirit to those who ask. God always gives himself in response to every prayer we make. And the giver with a capital G is far greater than any gift that giver bestows. But that God will hear that prayer. So we go on praying. The Mass, of course, is the great prayer of the ecclesial Esther with the Divine King, which we're constantly making our own, what Jesus prayed for in the upper room and Calvary. The Rosary is our continuous prayer with the Blessed Mother, who is the image of the Church, in this constant petition for salvation, for mercy, for life. So many others, the devotion of the Divine Mercy is asking for God's forgiveness for us and for all sinners. The prayer that Jesus revealed in Incinu Jesu for the purification of the clergy so that they might be his instruments of holiness to make his people holy. The prayers that we make each day for all those who are in need, whom you are serving. All of it is meant to be one big prayer of intercession that never stops in the present imperative. It's curious, and I know you all caught it, why at the end of these instructions on prayer, Jesus goes into the golden rule. Do to others whatever you would have them do to you. This is the law and the prophets. It's all summed up here. There's another place in which Jesus said that the law and prophets are summed up in the twofold command to love God with all our mind, heart, soul, and strength, and love our neighbor as ourselves. This golden rule that Jesus gives us here is an application of that twofold love. And it's precisely going to be in our prayer that we live this most. Throughout the centuries, Our Lady has been praying for us. Throughout the centuries, so many saints have been praying for us. Right now, Cardinal Pell's in a jail cell, unable to celebrate Mass, but I'm confident he's praying for us. So many are imprisoned in house arrest in China, and they're praying for us. And we're grateful. We would want the whole world praying for us. Because we want that, we do to others what we would want them doing for us. So we pray without ceasing.